All right, welcome to Kazooing 101. I'll be Professor Tyler Shellhammer for today. All right, so class syllabus. First off is how to play the kazoo. All right, so everyone get out your kazoos quick. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna hum into the wide end like this. All right.
Sound like bees.
All right, good job. So next is to teach you the tune of it. So here's the tune for the kazoo part. All right, so that'll be the tune. And once the kazoo part comes up, we're gonna keep doing that until the very end of the song. And how I'll let you know when we're stopped playing kazoo, I'll raise my hand up like this. When my hand goes down, that means that the song is done. All right, so with this slide, you see the kazoo in the corner? That means on the next slide that the kazoo part will be coming up. So here's where we start doing the kazoo. So let's give it a practice run with a tune and the hand cycle.
Yeah!
Good job! All right, let's do this.
From heaven to
is Leon. I'm not here right now, but if you'll leave me a message, I'll get back to you.
That's Leon. Well, that's Leon's answering machine. You see, Leon's not home right now. He's busy directing the annual Christmas pageant. That's right, he's directing the pageant. Last year, he was just an understudy for the part of the innkeeper, but this year, he's totally in charge.
Now, Madeline, you know we need those preps by the first rehearsal. We have to start practicing with them so everyone can start getting into character. You can? I knew it, Madeline. You're a doll. Ciao.
Leon is really taking his new job seriously. In fact, he takes everything about Christmas seriously. You see, ever since Leon discovered that his name spelled backwards is Noel, he's been on a mission to make sure everybody knows the true meaning of Christmas.
When the lights go up on you.
and God knows that you've got heart. That's when you'll be perfect for the part. Forget about the critics or the negative reviews. Play the role you're given. Do what you do. When God knows that you've got heart, that's when you'll be perfect.
Try to win. Give it all you've got. Either you're a player or you're not. Sometimes you gotta feel your part's no fun. But if you don't do it, it won't get done.
Whether you're the hero or standing in the wings, when the curtain goes up, you're on a team. When God knows
the first rehearsal went pretty well. Everybody seemed to be on the same page, which is exactly what it would take to make this pageant a success.
Good rehearsal, Leon.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Leon.
Thanks. You too. Hey, start wiping your eyes, okay?
See you next week, bro.
Yeah, Leon, peace out.
Excuse me, are you Leon?
Yes, I am.
I'm Olivia, and this is Brady.
Hey.
We're here about the parts in the Christmas.
Oh, yes, great. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Now you understand that these are minor roles, right?
Yes.
But even though they're small parts, they're very important. Every part is important when telling the story of Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We understand.
Good. Now, before you audition, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to answer honestly, all right? Answer the following questions by responding to them with either always, sometimes, never, or don't know.
Okay.
Sure. Do you ever want to be in the spotlight? Is it sometime, always, sometimes, never, or don't know? Answer honestly.
Well, I have to say sometimes, I guess.
Sometimes, and you, Brady?
What?
The spotlight. Do you like to be in the spotlight? He doesn't know.
Leon wanted to make sure that every cast member was there for the right reason, that their hearts were right, that there was no one wanting to take the focus off of telling the story of Jesus. But while he was looking for commitment from everybody else, he sometimes forgot to check his own attitude at the door.
Leon.
Yes? Oh, hey, Brooke. Julie, what are you doing back here?
We want to talk to you about the script.
Yeah, us too.
We just finished reading it all the way through.
What about it?
It's different.
Yeah, I rewrote a few sections, some minor changes.
Minor changes? You added characters to this pageant that I never even heard of.
Who's Shirley the sheep? Oscar the ox?
Donnie the donkey?
They call those extra biblical characters.
What?
Adding characters that were necessarily named in the Bible but were assumed to have been there.
But Shirley the sheep?
Hello, Jesus was born in a barn.
You're actually going to have real animals with names?
Not exactly.
Then what exactly?
Well, we were about to run through that part with Olivia, Brady, and my assistant, Freddie, and I've got Anna on the solo.
Leon's power was starting to go to his head. He seemed to be losing sight of why he was doing it all. Meanwhile, the rest of the cast got together to decide how to deal.
Guys, what's going on with Leon?
I don't know. I thought he'd be a great director, but he's going off the deep end. He's losing it.
We've created a monster.
We've got to talk to him about it.
You mean you got to talk to him about it.
Why me? You'll marry a main character.
Davis Joseph, that's a main character too.
So, okay, it's your job, David, to clean Leon back to his senses.
Me?
Yeah, man to man.
All right, I'll talk to him.
Oh no, you're too kind, please.
Leon?
Hey, David, what's up?
I want to talk to you about something.
What? Something wrong? Having trouble with your lines?
No, nothing like that.
Good, because it's a little too late to start changing my plans.
You see, that's the thing. All of this is your plan.
Oh, so now you're jealous?
No, nothing like that. But some of us were thinking that you might be going overboard with the leadership thing.
I understand your concern, but don't worry, David. I know to keep my God's greatest gift to the world.
Yeah, just as long as you remember, God's greatest gift to the world wasn't you.
Thank you.
Leon thought about what David had said, but he had so many responsibilities to think about, and after a while, he sort of forgot.
I wanted golden amber lighting gels, not deep amber.
It wasn't like the details weren't coming together either. Leon just wanted everything done his way.
What do you mean you can't have this set built by tomorrow? I want it done now.
And when the proofs from the program came back from the printer, Leon's ego went over the top.
It's Leon, not Leo. How many times do I have to tell you that? I just want it fixed before this program goes to print. Do you understand? Okay, if you could make the font on my name a lot bigger, that would be great.
Leon?
Yeah, Freddy, what do you want?
I'm afraid I have some bad news.
What now?
You remember Olivia, the girl who plays Shirley the Sheep?
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with her mom, and, well, she's in the hospital. She's gonna have to drop out of the pageant altogether.
What? Why?
She took a nasty fall at gymnastics, and, well, she's in the hospital.
The hospital? She can't do this to me!
But Olivia might need to have surgery. Her arm has a serious break.
Opening night is tomorrow, and I'm gonna look bad when half my cast doesn't show up.
But...
call everybody in this pageant. Tell them to meet me here in 1 hour in full costume.
Okay.
Someone can cover it.
But who? Everybody already has a part.
You can do it, Leon.
Me? I'm the director.
Yeah, but all your work is done. Yeah, Leon, we won't need you backstage.
But...
everybody knows what they're supposed to do.
Everyone knows their cues.
But the part of the sheep is for a girl. Shirley the sheep.
So, Shirley the sheep could be a showman the sheep.
Well, the program has already gone to print.
So, we'll make an announcement, you know, like they do at the big theater. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's the part of Shirley the Sheep will be played by Leon as Sherman the Sheep.
But...
come on, Leon, you're the only one.
We need you, man.
But I can't.
Why not?
Because, I look stupid in that costume.
So, we all look good with the silly and all baby.
But I was planning on wearing my good pants.
Oh, Leon.
Don't you see? I'd have to get on the floor. I'd have to kneel.
Just the year before, Leon had been a lowly understudy. And it was then he taught everybody else a lesson in humility. Now it was time for Leon to be reminded of that lesson by realizing that the pageant, even Christmas itself, was not all about him.
So I will follow where
Opening night. Everyone was a little nervous, more than usual on an opening night. No one had seen Leon and no one knew if he'd come at all, and so the pageant had to go on without him. There were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks.
An angel appeared to them, saying, "Don't be afraid. I have good news. Today, Savior has been born."
Then their shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this child."
And they hurried off and found the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Wise men from the east who traveled to the city of Jerusalem.
And they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star and come to worship him."
The teachers of the law said, "The prophets say that he is to be born in Bethlehem."
The star led the wise men to the place where the child was.
When they saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. Now come, let us all bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Creator.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
another Christmas, another reminder of how easy it is to get caught up in doing even good things at Christmas and forget about the Savior whose birth we're here to celebrate.